Oh wait, okay, I have a question. Do the knife has durability meter, is it? Oh God.
I ferry everything except the dynamite because I don't think you can ferry the dynamite.
Why
Oh.
though? Why? Of all things. Durability meter on knife.
It's either that or instant death. I choose durability meter. actual out of context talking.
Okay, though, but what if you have infinite knives?
Ooh.
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 What would you do with infinite
Is
knives?
what I did in the PS2 era lah. Step, 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 step. Kick, step, step, step.
Okay, that sounds weird if you don't consider me asking this in a video game context.
Yep.
First thing you get when you have infinite knives, murder.
Step, step, step.
Or at least the nicest thing you can do is stab a tree or a sponge or something that is stabbable.
We have passed the need for honesty. We now crave violence. Anywho,
That's a stab in the dark for an opener.
yes,
And somehow I think we can continue and start the
let's go,
show for
let's
you. Okay. With the knives out of the way, welcome to the Dot Lock, the Game Matters podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Episode 131, recorded on March 24, 2023.
March 24.
The Ramadan special.
The Ramadan special.
Yep.
Week one out of week three.
Yeah, the Ramadan limited time event is currently ongoing. So for the Muslims that observe Ramadan, happy fasting to you. Be a faster.
Be faster.
Be sunny.
Be sonic.
We all
Yes.
be sunny. You know, that's it's always the fun part of the year where I can wear the shirt that just says faster, and it makes sense because today I am a faster rather than yo do your job faster, which is also implied with that shirt. So yeah, March is ending, we're entering April. We are like more than quarter, almost a quarter past of this year. Video games are still a thing, though I guess this 2 month, 2 month, 2 weeks period is a little bit on the drier side because the literal big game is just released today at the time of recording.
Yes. Some game about evil residents. Never heard of it. Can't believe you made four of them already.
Oh, that meant more than four.
There's been four evil residents. Wow, like
They're
goddamn.
even remaking them. Could you believe it? Well, before we move forward, introducing the panel, we have Daniel over there.
I.
And the other side is Anand.
What's up?
And I am Amirul Mekronos Ashraf, or Mac. And yes, we should be talking about video games, but the thing is, the last 2 weeks, a little bit of a dry spell in terms of new releases, like we have War Long at the start of March, and then nothing. And then Resident Evil 4, which Daniel is literally playing as we speak.
No, I'm
Hot
not.
off the releases.
Yeah, no, I'm not. He says as he just dodges another chainsaw man. That's not Denji.
Clarify that. Resident Evil 4 Denji. No, Resident Evil 4 Chainsaw Man.
So far, yeah, just a bit of a first impression to those listening. Yeah, it's fun. It is much better than the PS2 one or the Switch one. Especially the Switch version. God damn, that port is not good. That hey ho.
But is it better than the Meta Quest version?
I haven't had the Meta Quest. Yeah, that's you have to try that.
Yeah, I have to buy it. I have to try it.
Yeah.
Anand's the only one in this room that can make that comparison.
Yes.
Yeah. it is one of the few games that you can use. Apa? A dual wheel? Yeah, you can dual wheel in.
Yeah. You can dual wheel technically.
Oh yeah, that's already a game changer. You can dual wheel in that version.
Yeah, until the remix PSVR 2 support coming PSVR, in.
That's next year.
So
dual wheel.
The Meta Quest version is still relevant.
Okay. So where do we go now? Because I see the problem is I see it's a linear path. Instead of a multiple choice question.
That's the thing. There's only one path on the road.
So, okay, since we are, this podcast is based on Mass Effect and their dialogue choices. So essentially we are playing now is the mobile. Remember the mobile, Mass Effect? No, is it Infiltrator? I think
we have mobile Mass Effect.
Yeah, it's called Mass Effect Infiltrator. I remember because I bought that for my old iPad back in the day.
Ah, it's the multiplayer only thing.
Yes, that's the one.
There you go. It's
No, there's a story. There's a story mode as well.
There's a story.
Yeah, there is a story.
But I remember it's the contemporary with the Dead Space mobile game.
Yeah, it has mobile. Yes, the multiplayer stuff, and it also has a story mode as well. Like I remember. Vaguely, I remember it's like very generic. You just have to like, oh, shoot here, shoot there. They talk. Oh yeah, there is a. Oh yeah, the Shepherd over there. But he or she is quite busy right now.
It's from the era where video game companies tried to make premium mobile games because mobile games are on the up and up, and then later we figure out no. People don't pay for their mobile games. And we are
paying for. There's one game I wouldn't mind paying for. It's the one, the Dead Space one you just talked about. That one I wouldn't mind paying. That's a good what's it called? That's a good spin-off.
Yeah, but 1 billion other players prefer free to play, so we lose.
it was ten dollars. So it was like 40 40 ringgit. So yeah, it's cheaper to get it back then.
And you know what? Despite 40 ringgit may be more expensive, but what people didn't realize that the free to play is much more expensive later on.
Oh yeah.
You guys have you have walked this path and there's no turning back. The business have seen the money.
He nervously laughs as I remember I've bought what skin have I bought for COD? Both COD console and COD mobile. That's how bad it is. Too much. All of them cost more than whatever the old spin-off games combined. Anyway, bad habits aside.
I mean, we're not gonna be lecturing 4 million players to drop their bad habits altogether right now, don't you? We are no way influenceable enough to do so. So what are we gonna talk about?
Oh no, so since we it's gonna be a short episode then. So we're gonna talk about how about we start with a nice tangent? The Steam sale just ended again recently.
Yep.
It was Monday? Yeah, last Wednesday, yep. So okay. Have you bought anything, guys?
Anand first.
I did not. Because I got the notification, Steam sale starts. Yeah, I'm like, I'll buy something later. And by the time it ends Dang, that's okay. I haven't bought anything. I was too busy with real life. Yeah, and I forgot my virtual life.
Spring came and gone, to be honest. Yeah. Way
I mean,
too
to be
quick.
Fair, spring sales pretty quick anyway, so I don't bother usually.
Yeah, like, I think, like, what? Apa nama? The autumn sales is like 2 weeks. This one's only 1 week. Like, snap. Oh, done.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, by
summer
the way.
Sales is a big one.
Yeah.
I
bought another The Sims DLC. Moving on.
Oh.
No, like, we're not gonna talk about it. I it's for work purpose. I promise you, it's for work. I got the new one for free, so I bought the other old one. It was 62 ringgit.
Okay,
see,
so
no need to.
Okay, so what I've bought is like six games. So I've bought a DLC for Assetto Corsa, the Hololive game, the horror game. This game, this very good indie hot lapping game called Hot Lap League. It's essentially indie version. It's like Trackmania, but very indie. I think it's like a theme of 10. 2 or 10, I don't recall. But it's really fun. And this game, which was going to be the topic of this conversation, my only dialogue choice for this session. Okay, I've got to recheck the name. It's very... if you hear this name, you know it's already like, oh yeah, this is like one of those doujins, isn't it? Name is called Glory and Miserable Survivor DX. I do not recommend you to search that game.
Oh, it good thing I pulled up the incognito tab.
Yeah.
Glory and
it
what?
It is a doujin. It's Glory and Survivor DX. It's. Hold on, let me check. That's how they call it. It's a doujin. It's a Japanese doujin game based on, Glory and Miserable Survivors DX. It is a doujin in the vein of Vampire Survivors, as you know, because it is, I want to say that Vampire Survivors is a very influential games for the last few years. Last year. And now you can see, like, on the market, you have this game, Glory and Miserable Survivors, and that free one, Hololife base game, Holocure, Save the Fans, is also a Vampire Survivor. And if you dig deep enough, there's also one more, I think that is one, well, what's the name, but it's also a Vampire Survivor, like,
Soulstone Survivors. In terms of names, I have a few in mind. This pioneer genre. Because remember, last year we give this Vampire Survivors the Trailblazer Award because they literally created a genre which we have yet to figure out a good name because the Vampire Survivors likes have like a lot of different takes on which mechanics. Yeah. They retain and what mechanics they take a spin.
Yep. For Glory and Miserable Survivors, that's a castle mechanic. So if you just focus on, let's say, just the enemies and forgot about your castle, they can one hit you if you forgot about it. I think what's Soulstone? I don't remember. I haven't played it yet. But
Soulstone is more mechanically involved. It's not just about twirling the analog stick, if I remember. There's dodging.
I see. So yeah, that's difference. Yeah, see.
And some of the names I proposed was at first it was Reverse Bullet Hell because for obvious reasons.
Yep.
You just become the bullet hell. But then as the genre has progressed, I think there should be better names out there that I haven't figured out, I haven't seen. But some of the names I've been thinking of using includes time survival, time horde survivor. It's a horde survivor. You survive a horde where it's a time. There's a time limit. I think that's a running theme for the games in that genre. There's always a time limit. You're not gonna be doing it forever. That could be one.
Yeah, yeah, that could be one as well.
But for now, just use Vampire Survivors like lah, until we figure out the proper name.
The VS Light. That's a good name as well. The VS Light.
Survival Light. Oh man, that's gonna be a terrible name. Survival Sticks. Light.
There should be a better name.
Should be a better name.
Yeah. Unless Hot Survival... Time Hot Survival picks up, because I struggle to use that name again. We'll have to figure a better name later. But it's that thing lah. It's what are the core mechanics that maintains throughout all these different genre of games, despite being similar, it's still attached to it.
I think like the most of it is you start in the middle. You have an enemy. You have 20 waves of enemy coming in fast, so you have to quickly level up and make sure they don't swarm you.
Yeah, when it comes to swarming, and the word horde comes in play. But then you should not conflate it with horde shooters, which is your Vermintides, your
Left 4 Dead,
yes, that kind of game.
Left 4 Blood.
Yeah, and if you want to stretch it, Payday is a hot suit.
Yeah.
It's a tactical hot shooter.
I mean, mechanically wise, it's closer to a hot shooter than you would realize. Even though, I mean, some people might call the cops as a hot, you know, for political reasons, but so it makes sense that way.
Like, it's very interesting. Like, we need to like, if we, in event we are invited to the next level of KL or the GDC equivalent of the local thing, we should ask a bunch of developers themselves, like, what should we call this this new fangle game genre?
Speaking of that, GDC talk just about we should be better at naming our genres. That should be a hit.
They don't know. Well, that
the RPG why... argument itself doesn't end.
Can like developers want to join in? The journalists are all gonna pipe in everyone and give their hot takes. Everybody wants in.
Oh my god! You know it's a bad day when even the developers are like, yeah, we have no idea what's the naming of Vengeance as well. Send help.
Yeah, for now we stick with what survival likes lah. For now, yeah, that's it. Survival. For now,
survival
clone. Yeah, calling it a survival clone means that we are very early on in the development of this genre.
The Doom clone. The Doom clone.
Which is not bad to use, but it's just like, oh, this is the point of time we are right now. Which I guess why people steal away from that term and uses light. Lights, something light. Like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, by the way, I had to Google this thing with no incognito tab just to be sure what I'm looking at, and now I regret it. the video will be scrubbed from any sort of NSFW-ness.
Oh no. So the game is so we'll talk about the safer weapon first. So we'll talk about the Holocure. It's essentially the same thing, the same principle of Vampire Survival, but it is based on Hololive characters. And what if they have done in on stream, on collapse, so much of called Hololive. Let's say, I will go for Ame. Because her thing is, she is a detective and she has the clock thing. She can slow down. The powers is that she can slow down enemies, in a sense. So that essentially makes her like, so you're in a pinch gun and you can use your power to slow down time and immediately like evade any danger.
Sawardo!
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah, it's actually that. I think Crony as well. Crony, because she's also the Warden of Time. She can do that as well.
Oh, man. The clock keeps ticking.
The clock keeps ticking, yes. And then we have, like, you know, mentioned, all of them are based on their, you know, their lore and their what they've done in streams as well. Which I'm like, as example for let's say the Japanese side, yeah, there's Miko, Sakura Miko. Her thing was she actually dropped a bucket on a Minecraft stream once, and that's her power lah. She can literally drop a bucket of lava to enemies, basically an AoE attack.
You know the hole is deep when you go and referencing inside jokes like this.
Yeah.
That people, you need an explainer, someone who is well-versed in the Hololiveverse to really like explain to you, okay, so this is what happened here, and this is the reference from here, and this is basically an artistic impression of that thing this at that time, during this time,
on that day. 2020, on that day.
Exactly, oh with the glasses pinched up from time to time to speak. And then you just hear on the other side like Philomena Kang and just ask stupid questions.
I understand it all. I don't understand at all.
I don't.
There's also like this one funny thing as well. Like they have added, like, I think this is their one of their key minute too. Because does Vampire Survivor have like special abilities? Like if you press, let's say C, it'll go up with a special ability. Is that a thing in Vampire Survivor? No. So that's also one their unique feature of this game.
So there's an ultimate attack.
Yeah, there's an ultimate attack.
Yeah.
Which is also based on their memes and fun things that they've done on their streams as well. Like another example I can give is let's see, I guess we can go with Ami again. Ami, yeah, like the Zavoldo thing. Kalau Gora, you know, the most popular VTuber right now, her skit is that she can switch into a more powerful AoE version of her. The which I'm like the red gremlin essentially. And that's her thing, like that's the special power. She can turn into a gremlin mode and then have better damage.
Oh, you may turn to goblin mode.
Yeah, essentially.
Finally, a use for the 2022 word of the year, goblin mode.
Yes. That's better damage, better attack, better speed. So we're like, oh, that's her special.
I still don't get why 2022 word of the year is goblin mode, but I'm not a young person anymore.
those whippersnappers, what are they taking to goblin mode? Yeah, it's and yeah. Then this game, I think like one of the best things about it is that unless it is, it's free as well. Like you can just play it right now. You can just download its EXE folder atau like PDF lah. Like what's it called? I forgot the thing.
Zip file.
Rip file, yes, there you go. Thank goodness. Oh no, my age is getting to me.
So it's a fan game, right? So yeah, no game, relation to the corporation behind all the things.
The corporation, yeah, but they are approved to like they can use the talent likeness last month, etc. Because they got approval for that.
Authorized fan game.
Yeah. Okay. Authorized fan game. Yeah, they cannot monetize it. That's the only thing they say.
Yeah, it's fascinating. The crowd, not the crowd, the fan base of Hololive right now. In terms of fan, there are many other fan games out there, and I just stumbled upon. I think yesterday I just stumbled upon Idol Showdown.
Oh, the fighting game! Yeah.
Hololive fighting game.
That which have rolled back their code. Yeah, they have Robot Neko. So, a game, Tekken 7 does have Robot Neko, but a fan game by. That has been toted as a Hololive in your fighting game has the Robot Neko. You know something's wrong somewhere.
This is that for one specific guy who is into fighting games and had to be dragged down into the rabbit hole of VTubers. Coefficient. I know he's happy about it. He's the only guy who's gonna play this game.
Yes, I. That's interesting. Like, that's interesting. Like, all of these games, I think like the Hololive era game that I bought, and it's also indie made, but it's one of those rare cases where Hololive, okay, like, sure, you can monetize this because we're going to work on this project as well. Because they have voice acting and all by their talent, which is interesting.
So it's officially sanctioned.
Yeah, that one. The Hololive era is officially sanctioned. Oh, also, do you know they're making a metaverse with your game as well?
I'll put a note on that. We're going to discuss down there.
Yeah, we're going to send it. Yeah, we're going to send that later. But yeah, they also have a metaverse game.
I know that there's also a Robloxification happening down there. We'll put a pin on that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes, back to the survival light. I think that's the term, survival light.
For now. Temporary name.
Marketing guys, I think of something else. It's fun. It's free. I've unlocked like half of the main cast already. They have brought in like Gen 1, Gen 2 of Hollow Life. So they might be getting like all of the gens. I think that's on Arena 6 with Hollow Life X. Yeah. Do you know, dear listeners, that one of their talent got suspended because they were talking bad about baseball?
Talking bad about baseball?
Yes.
Okay, how
one
bad?
Of their Japanese talents were talking about, okay, I'll just quote this. I think the term was like, what if someone got hit by a baseball can? Will that, like, hit their head or something? I think along those lines, immediately gets, I think they get, they got a suspension for, like multiple sanctions, something like that.
Okay, is it because implying violence in baseball, is it because it is like insulting the sanctimony of baseball? As in, like, in Japan, baseball is very much revered.
The WBC is pretty recent.
Yeah, they were talking about it during the final. Yeah, during the final as well.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, it's like insulting cricket to Pakistanis and Indians.
Oh, no. That's bad. So I was not off the mark when I say it's gonna be remarking the sanctimony of the sport. Eh? Yes.
Baseball is sacred in Japanese society.
Yeah, surprisingly in Japan though, not in America. But I mean, technically that's just the big two countries that play the sport. Other places are either softball, like cricket.
Or football, Malaysia.
Do we really play football?
Do we play? I mean, there's been riots about football.
I mean, competitive wise, do we really play football? We should be have been a hockey country. Or a tennis country. Rugby. No, a squash country. We had a world champion in
rugby
squash.
Rugby, squash. The list goes on. We are a football. The football country. I don't know, it could be worse. It could be cricket.
Hey. Wait, no. Cricket nationwide, maybe not that strong, but I have been surrounded by people who somehow play cricket very good. Back in the early days, the younger days. Those guys are dedicated. Because, one day they have to go to a tournament somewhere and they came back and, you went to a tournament or you went to hell because you are all burned out skin tone wise. Yeah. Because they are like stranding there in the middle of the heat in the afternoons for how many hours?
5 hours, I think. Yeah, it's like 5 hours per game.
School kids doing that. I guess that's why they call it character building lah, because that's hell.
It feels character.
Yeah, and let's not say the many other weird injuries that they have faced. You know, because cricket balls are
Oh, they are hard. Yeah, they are hella hard.
That's why they wear protection. Yeah, I'm not joking. Yeah. They wear protection for that.
They hit the lato-lato.
the lato-lato size balls. My god.
I mean, other than footballs, what else are we excited? Oh, badminton, yeah.
Yeah, we should have been badminton nation. I think we still.
Yeah, we still. Badminton is quite popular with us, and we have excellent badminton players. So yeah, I think badminton is the most successful sport for us, other than football.
I put hockey as well, like normal hockey, not ice hockey.
Yep.
What do you even ice call hockey, normal hockey?
Hockey?
just hockey, right? Okay.
Just hockey.
Nah, people it's in hockey, America call ice hockey just hockey. So similar how they call football, American football, football.
That is the the definition of don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry lah. We're not in that region.
Don't
no
worry about it. They tell it stuff.
Yeah, sports.
Sports?
Wait,
why isn't there a vampire survivor game that's based on sports? Technically, you can make that for, I want to say, football, ballet, rugby. Rugby! You can make a vampire survivor clone using rugby, yeah.
Okay, you say I think you've connected a neuron in me when you say football can be a vampire survivor. It's like, you know how football started out? It started out as a battle royale.
Yo!
Oh, this is a ball. Grab the ball. And then like 30 or 40 people in the same town, in the same village, all rushing to get ball. Get the ball. And then they try to... It becomes combat sport. It becomes contact sport because everybody is like trying to wrangle themselves to get the ball. Get the ball. Boom, people hurt. Boom, people injured. No, it's literally like that way back then. So when people say like, oh, look at these folks just playing rambunctiously without care about strategy and whatnot in a football match in the playground, yeah, because everybody is just swarming on the ball. That's how it was. That was the start of football. And then people figure out, you know, people die a lot, not die lah, but people injured a lot doing this. How about we play it properly? And then the rules start happening. And then we somehow invented outside and offside, and then things get complicated ever since.
And now you need a camera camera? Really?
I love that you insinuate the offside introduction as the turning point.
It goes downhill from there. But yeah, it can work as a survival life. I can see that. Or even a battle royale for that matter. Football mode.
Football mode. Oh my god. Yeah, I have to check. But is there a thing? Fiverr?
Vampire Survivor Football. You're looking that up right now.
Yes.
Good luck. I'm surprised. I will be surprised with whatever the result of that Google search.
Okay, so there is an article by The Gamer. 13 games to play if you like Vampire Survivor.
It's the football in there. It's FIFA in there.
Oh, God. You have to check.
Yes.
This is very, very, very important.
Skim through the listicle.
There is no Vampire Survivor. There's no, Vampire Survivor, but football. It's the open market.
Open up, free idea, take it. No, the only thing we ask is just promote this podcast. If it inspires you to do something funny with this, go on, go forth. Consider it a fan game with our blessing.
Hello, racing game can be a vampire survivor, I think.
Destruction Derby?
Yo, yeah, like a wreck fest? Like a wreck fest. Yeah, you can do that. Burnout! You can use a burn. They've done it before, like a burnout crash, but what about a vampire survival? Like you have to survive. Remember in Burnout Paradise? No, Burnout Paradise. What's it called? The Markman. Yeah.
Road Rage, but everyone attacks you and Markman lah. Yeah. Good call. And even though each time you take down a car, more cars coming in to swarm you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then every time a street, you pass down the street, another car keeps adding. Another car keeps on the chase. So basically, cop chases in Need for Speed, but...
Yeah, cop... And then...
Yo, Need for Speed already has a survival-like.
Yeah, technically, yeah, technically, yeah.
Cop chases are survival-like. They swarm around you.
I mean, the Burnout one, I think it can work. Burnout, because, because usually the final, the final 30 minutes will be like death incarnate. And what that's the final car you have to beat, and then you unlock his car. Essentially, like the take down the rival.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, the final one, take him down.
And then after that, and then the timer is ending again. Have a tank shoot you down. Game over.
No, just blows up. No, just blows up.
Oh, just blows up. So what speed? Like speed then?
It blows up as Burnout intended it. Like in Crash World, just blows up. Timer goes zero. Okay, blow. Kaboom.
As long as you don't think too hard about it, because that sounds like a very grim dark. I mean, technically, Burnout has went grim dark.
The Burnout 3, Burnout 3 trailer.
No, I mean, Burnout Revenge is grim dark. I mean, it's so grim dark, yellow card sounds edgy. Yeah, you know the band yellow card that used to just make like very sweet, romantic punk rock? They become edgy. It will not take down. It is... Perfect, like that's how you set a tone. You start every game with yellow card, and it doesn't sound like yellow card.
Wait, didn't the yellow cards you sang for Flat Out 2 as well, then?
I think it's the same song in Burnout 3, which is something about you know, back then is probably something about a break. A relationship breakdown or something like that, that's the edgiest they go, but then Light and Sound, that sounds very different. That's not about a breakup. That's not about a romantic feeling. That song has, you know what, I cannot remember what the song is about now, but it the starting riff is just like, oh, you set a tone here.
Yeah, that's a tone. That's a tone and a half.
Yeah, I bought that album back then also. It was a very different yellow card back then, and then I don't think they made a new album after that. Or did they? Because they went off the radar. Never heard of them ever since. A cool band though. It's a punk rock band with a violin player. Dedicated violin player. I mean, not as cool as Apocalyptica, which is a heavy metal band, but Oops All Cellos. They just use cellos. Okay, like one guy is a drummer, but the rest just cellos. It sounds like, I mean, they've covered Metallica. It sounds like a Metallica playing, but just cellos. Interesting.
Oops,
how
met- is the group called Oops All Cellos?
Nah, it's Apocalyptica, because you know they used to be a Metallica tribute band.
My god.
Yeah, that's the Hades of the Green Duck soundtrack in old video games. Nah, we're not gonna do that now. We're just gonna do hip hop. Which is fine. It's just fine. Generation has changed. How far off a tangent have you went?
It's not that bad. That's the
beauty. That's a long combo.
Yeah, that's how we do it, baby.
Yeah, from a very weird discussion. Not very weird. No, from very weird doujinkin to music from the 2000s. We went 20 years around.
Yeah, baby.
Oh man, now I feel old even more so. Should we just go to the news?
Yeah,
unless you have anything else.
No, just try it. There's like 12. There's so far. There's like 12 different. That we have counted. Yeah, the gamer and us. I guess in between us, like I've counted that. Those go try the survival lights. Looks like a fun genre.
Okay.
The news.
Okay, so we shall now talk about the news. And we shall talk about this very interesting, I think, like, I want to say sandbox news. Is it, again? This kind of sandbox is, again?
In a sense. I have a different word for it, but yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah, shoot. What do you call them? Because recently, during GDC, Epic Games has announced that they are making a new tool set for their Fortnite game.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks incredible that they essentially, that's like one of the examples was, it essentially they have remake that one map in Call of Duty to a T.
Okay. It's the tool is called Unreal Engine for Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Short for the short form is UEFN, Fortnite FN. So the idea is that Fortnite on its own, they already have the creative mode. Yeah? You can create user generated content using the stuff that the normal tools, the normal props available within the game. Okay, that's normal. How about we crank it up a notch? And just literally grafted Unreal Engine, the Unreal Editor, into Fortnite. So now you can mess around with Fortnite using the same tools as available in Unreal Engine, which the game is technically already running in Unreal 5. Mm-hmm. And just mess around with it. Make a whole game inside Fortnite.
Make COD inside Fortnite. Let's go.
Epic made COD inside Fortnite as an example. You mentioned it. It's basically, it's called Deserted something something. It's a capture the flag thing, a thing.
Yep.
It looks like you are in a desert industrial complex with real estate graphics, but then you have a character from Fortnite playing. Is that just
doing the thing that every COD starts like, oh, just go like, huh?
Someone should remake Paragon in UEFN.
Oh my god.
You know what?
Finish what they have started.
No, but the thing is, UEFN is that powerful. You can do that.
You can do that.
Also,
the assets are available, so they can just re-import if they want.
But the idea is, from what I believe, the tool is in beta. It's not like all of the tools are in there just yet, but the idea is that over time, all the stuff from Unreal Editor will be accessible in UEFN.
Mm-hmm.
And the added addition is that within creating content in UEFN is basically creating another Fortnite island, another Fortnite creative mode, which is another way to say that creators who mess around with these tools can monetize. You can make money. Epic Games says that 40% of the revenue they gotten from the item shop and stuff like that will be dedicated for the creators who make content within there. There's like other weird metrics to determine lah how much actually you get paid. But what they're saying is they have allocated that much of, as we like to call, Fortnite money. For the players who create content there. So now there's a whole economy of Fortnite players now learning Unreal Engine. They've just launched more people into the talent pool of upcoming game creators who now has Unreal Engine 5 as one of their tool sets they know in their CV. In a way, I'm calling this phenomenon the Robloxification. Because this is totally the Roblox revenue style. That's how the ecosystem works. You have a platform, in this case for Roblox, a metaverse, which technically Epic Games also want Fortnite to be, so you can see the connection kan. And then within Roblox there are also other games within it. Some of them are player created. Some of them are not just have just another experience where you use that overly large avatar with the big shoulders, yeah. They, some of the experience are technically just a normal realistic Call of Duty. No, if you look up the YouTubes, some people have already discovered games within Roblox that basically just becomes a normal FPS. It's not even good for a Roblox game, it's just good.
It's good. It's a game.
It's proper good. There's no asterisk there. Not for a Roblox game. No, it just looks good. If someone export it out into Steam, someone will buy it and see it and give a good recommendation. It's that kind of good. No asterisk. Yeah, and also Roblox also monetize their creators. Even though there are many question marks in how they monetize the content, but the idea is they do it.
Yep.
So hopefully with Epic throwing their weight into this Robloxification, maybe the payouts for creators will be improved over time. It's a good competition to have lah, is what I'm looking at here. And the idea that just some kid playing so much Fortnite, they decided, oh, okay lah, let's mess around with the Unreal Engine lah, and then they made a whole ass game out of it. That's pretty cool. I wish I had that opportunity back then. I'm too late now. But there's also another wrinkle to the story, because recently, remember Everywhere? I don't think we talk about it on the podcast, Yan, but...
No, we haven't been talking about, the Leslie Benzies brainchild of a game / platform / metaverse thingy.
Yeah, Leslie Benzies, a.k.a. Benzies, yeah. The Benz.
The Benz.
As the houses like to call him, Yan.
In the book as well, they call it the Benz as well. That's so weird.
We need the Benz.
Yeah, they call it in the GTA like unofficial book. They call it the Benz. I was like, oh, okay, that's where it came from.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the Benz. So he has found a new company and then started to make also a Roblox. Like, I mean, we've seen Everywhere like last year in what. I want to say in the summer thing, is it Opening Night Live or something?
Opening Night Live. Yeah.
Somewhere around Jeff Keighley's many shows lah. We've seen it as a teaser, and it does feel like a Roblox thing, because of you have like multiple universes. There are different experience, like. Oh, you can drive a car, or you can shoot. Oh, there are very different biomes. And then at the end of that trailer, that is a very super realistic looking thing, which they have like properly officially teased again as Mind's Eye, a game within Everywhere, a game within the game. So apparently they've made GTA inside Roblox. Is the way I describe it.
Yeah. Huh. That's like that 1.5 second clip of like a car cornering into a corner, and then you can see like there's one phenomenon. And this is one billboard that's essentially like GTA, like which vote make US America great again. Like, huh? That's interesting.
It has a realistic graphics. It's promising a high octane AAA experience. Words from the press release, not mine. That's quote unquote. But what they say, they also say that this is two different products. Everywhere and Mind's Eye should be treated differently. But Mind's Eye is built within Everywhere, which implies they use all the same tools that is available in Everywhere to create Mind's Eye, which is fascinating. So this is a very different route from Fortnite, which is we've made a game first and they just give you the tools. But this is more like Roblox, but by way of Dreams. Remember Dreams?
Yeah, I remember Dreams.
Yeah, Dreams is also as all the creator tools to make whatever kan, but they also have like the developers Mini Molecule. Okay, create a handcrafted experience. This is technically the quote-unquote campaign for the game. So I, in a way, that's how Everywhere and Mind's Eye kind of works. It's in the same space. Now, and now that I bring Dreams in, Dreams should monetize, should give people to monetize their stuff, because the stuff people made in Dreams are, I'm not gonna say unreal, but dreamlike. Because
no, it is one of those games that I'm like thinking, like, Sony, come on, release it to PC.
Yeah,
like people love this shit, man. Come on,
add VR support properly, again. Both PSVR and like MetaQuest when it comes to PC, because that is also the same thing. Like the stuff where in Dreams where you have, okay, one person can create an asset and then someone else can like, okay, I grab this asset, I am putting it in my experience, but you get the credit. I think Everywhere also has that same system. I've read there's a preview out there for Everywhere that person has like seen the stuff and it's being described like, oh, this is just like Dreams, huh? So yeah,
the real one.
So what I'm seeing here is that the Robloxification is here, and no, I don't think the metaverse will be NFT driven, but user created what they call it, UGC, user generated content.
Yes, UGC. Yes.
Yeah, UGC oriented. That's how our quote unquote metaverse would happen, if should it be labeled as such. This is, I think, where the industry is gonna head, rather than yo keep these virtual products that we don't necessarily have the rights to, which may or may not be gone, but you still get to keep the receipts. Yeah, interesting development. I'm looking forward to the wild things people create in these weird platforms, let's say.
The platforms.
Someone will create a GTA within Everywhere.
It could be themselves.
But what I mean, you know what I mean, kan? They literally create GTA 5 perfectly within Everywhere. Perfect recreation.
Take two, like, yes, I can sue.
You know how, I see on YouTube one time, there's a person who is remaking Simpsons Hit and Run, but it's not gonna be distributed, it's just for show.
What
if that kind of effort, yeah, within Roblox, within Everywhere, within Dreams, within Fortnite? It can happen. The tools are there. It's a matter of, can you do it? Someone will rise up to the occasion. You give the tools, people will do shenanigans. Oh, I do not want to think about the proper shenanigans that may happen. Like, not even the legal stuff, but, you know, NSFW stuff. Ooh, that's gonna be something they have to figure out how to moderate.
That's a you problem.
That sounds like a you problem
to me. Yeah.
That sounds like a you problem to me.
Look, if you give people the method to build Legos freely in a free world, people gonna build Lego towers that looks very fake.
Yeah, I will make a worm. That is literally you. It's my creative way. I will make a sus wheel, a sus worm.
Standing vertically.
Wiggling, mayhaps.
Uh-huh. Now that I set up the segue, we should move on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's speaking of Lego.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this new game that's about cars and Lego. And it's driving and has 2K for some reason. I don't understand. Why did it 2K? Why did it 2K?
I guess Warner Brothers said no or something. I don't know.
And 2K said yes. Okay, but we have to pay 2K there. Sure, why not? It is. Yeah.
It is.
It is what it is. So it is Lego 2K Drive. It is the newest game that's not really a spiritual successor to Lego.
Lego Racer,
yes. But it looks nice. It's by the guys from Visual Concepts who have been killing it now with the WWE games. Can from the worst WWE games to not one of the best WWE games. And now they're making a kart racer / open world? Like,
I like how many sites try to use the buzzwords can. Oh yeah, Mario Kart meets Forza Horizon. Like, it's just an open world arcade racer.
It's open world arcade racer. It is fuel again. Yeah.
Hmm. There's two gimmicks in Lego 2K Drive. One is the car can be transformed.
I love that straight
car, off-road car, boat. No flying yet. No flying. You still yet, call it 2K yet. Drive, so it's not the crew 2. You are safe. The crew 2.
Oh, it's not Sonic All-Star Racing Transform.
Is it Sonic All-Star Racing Transform? Does it have flying stuff? Okay. So it's close but no cigar lah. The other thing is a fully brick by brick system where you can build your cars using Lego bricks. Technically, it's kind of like Lego Racer from way back then, kan? But with the current technology, can we build our own car?
You're not limited with the technology of your time anymore.
Like, I have a very specific idea to test the robustness of Lego 2K Drive's building system. And that methodology is, can I follow a step-by-step instruction manual from any Lego Speed Champion set and create my own car using all that same instructions? If I can do that, that means that
Racing Game of the Year?
Yeah, Racing Game of the Year is in contention, but I'm gonna say I'm gonna save a lot of money not buying the actual sets.
Oh dang! Someone uploaded the instruction manuals to the Lamborghini, the Ferrari GT3 on the web. Oh, I can follow this brick by brick. Yeah.
I mean, the instructions are all in the app. If you have the app, that you can just.
Oh, it's in the app now.
Ah, you don't even need to buy the sets actually.
you can use the virtual Lego builder to build your own whatever car, whatever thing you want.
I mean, the best bit would be if you can share car builds, just like you can share your liveries in other games, yeah. But that's the best bit, but the closest to best is that people are gonna share instructions on how to build their favorite cars in Lego 2K Drive. How to build Ferrari, how to build Toyota Supra. I mean, there is at least two licensed cars in there, and they are based on the actual Speed Champion set for this year. It's the two McLaren cars. Funnily enough, the one other McLaren car is technically from Gran Turismo. So yeah, crossover. Very long way of a crossover, but it is. Just like every car, all racing games are in the same universe because all the cars exist.
It is there, you just need this expertise to design.
And if you are not fan of real life licensed cars, the goofy cars are a lot. You can see in the trailer, there's a chicken wagon with a very big chicken head. Oh yeah, the hamburger car, right? You know what it's called?
Yeah, what's the name?
It's the Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
It makes the pun works way better than it should, you know. Because think about it, Lamborghini, who owns Lamborghini? Some people in Germany. It's in the Volkswagen Audi group now. So not technically in Hamburg, but you know, in the same area.
More or less, yeah, more or less.
So it works. It works. Hamburgini works. I know that because there's a small line down there saying Hamburgini is a pre-order bonus or something like that. So, okay, pre-order bonus, whatever lah. But you put Hamburgini down there, so.
Oh my god. Oh, you know you have to put the Hamburgini on the Game of the Year list now. The Game of the Year's cover now.
You cannot beat the Burger King.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, McLaren. Apa? The new McLaren car. No. It's time for the Hamburgini.
Oh man, put it side by side. The Lamborghini and the Hamburgini.
Oh, sorry. The crew motorface, their star car is the Lamborghini. You can actually.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay.
That's a plan.
Okay, I know what to grab. For the should Lego 2K Drive reaches the top 30 of our list later this year. Which at least at the current time of recording sounds like a very easy in. Well, yeah, we'll get to test drive it soon. It's coming out in May, not a long week.
All right. So next up on the list, we have an interesting quandary about this weird ass. Is it really called Life Sims?
Well, are you gonna contemplate life now?
Yes.
Because that's what I've been doing a lot. But yeah, basically that's how the genre boils down now. It's the life simulator. I mean, you could call a dollhouse game, but that used to be associated with something bad. As in, like, oh, you just playing a dollhouse. That's not real games. So you can't use that anymore. Unless someone wants to reclaim that. So it's a life sim. Oh, but the thing is, because between the past 2 weeks, there was an announcement from Paradox Interactive that they are now entering the life sim genre with a new game called Life by You. If you just look at Life by You, just look at what the game is, look at the title, look at the cover, the design, the logos and whatever, again, without any other context, you'll just say this is a weird ripoff of The Sims. That looks really janky as heck and has no eye and is very much devoid of charm. This looks like a cash in. But then when you look at who is making this, oh wait, the head of the studio at Paradox Tectonic that is making this used to run The Sims. Rod Humber used to be the guy, the big guy within the Sims label. He used to run it until The Sims 3. And guess what? Life by You looks like a The Sims 3.
Yeah, that's why. Like,
open world, baby. Open world.
I was skeptical and then I saw like, wait, it looks very... okay. The charm. The man who made... Basically, the man who spearheaded the charm of the first three games. More or less. It was like, yes. Paradox has given me the cash. Let's make a Sims game.
And it's not the first time they go toe-to-toe with Maxis. Remember SimCity? What happened to SimCity?
Oh, yeah. It died.
it just died. Okay, who replaced who replaced SimCity?
City Skyline.
Made, published by Paradox. It has happened before. So the Sims should be like, ooh. Soon. Very worried right now. Say hi, but cautiously.
No, it has some. Yeah, it looks. By the looks of it, it looks very janky. But it is baru announced. It literally just announced.
And it's gonna come out in early access, so the jank stays for a while.
Yeah, it'll take a year or two again. Just works the jank.
I mean, even considering City Skylines, and City Skylines also kind of like devoid of charm. But the thing is, what carries that game is everything mechanically works. Everything you wanted from a SimCity back then, but SimCity 2013 didn't deliver, City Skylines delivered. Yeah.
Yep.
You want to make big cities? We are making big cities. Oh, and also apparently City Skylines 2 coming out this year. And from what we've heard, it's gonna give you even bigger cities to make. More tiles. Do whatever.
Maxis is busy with the new Sims game shop. Oh shit, they make it another one?
But yeah, even the feature set in Life by You is actually like very fascinating if they pull it off, because the town is editable. You can plop houses there. The character is of course editable lah. They have a trade system which is sort of like The Sims 4, but also it's labeled as tags, and you even can create your own trade. Also, not only that, you can create your own custom fashion items. Also, you can create your own dialogue tree, because this game does not have gibberish language. So they are substituting it as real language, as in good luck localizing all those language in the many languages you need to ship with. I will see how it turns out. So now you have to make it, you have a dialogue editor, and then you have like, I don't know, there are many other tools that you can basically, you can mod this game to the heck of it.
Ooh.
Which is this something The Sims is still like struggling.
Yeah, considering that every update breaks the modding, every modding tools like immediately. So this one's like, ooh, on the fly, immediately they announced, oh yeah, we have modding support. Ooh,
modding support day one.
Like ooh.
The Sims only recently saying like, okay, we're gonna have a dedicated official mod support.
Yeah, I mean, so that it's like kind of like Crusader Kings, the mod build and the official thing. Yeah, they baru nak buat that thing lah. Like, take a what? Took you long enough.
Paradox like their mods is what keeps the games engaging. Sure, of course lah. But when they keep their games engaging, they can also sell you more content packs and DLC. Similar to, they have the same model as The Sims. You think The Sims are egregious with many DLCs, can look at all the Paradox games. But still, the mods support it all. So even if you decided not to pay more, and you still can get satisfaction out of it from community support. But this makes the live sim game genre a proper genre, because not only just Life by You, we have to remember there's also that one indie live sim game that is still bubbling in development somewhere in patreon.com. Only people in the Patreon and Discord server gets to see most of the content. It's Paralives.
Oh yeah, Paralives.
And Paralives was announced with all the stuff that you see at in the first The Sims, the Sims 5 quote unquote, and the next Sims teaser. Oh, you want to edit the furniture with RGB colors? Already available. You want to put your own patterns? Already available. You want to edit each furniture to look different at different parts of the furniture? You can do that in Paralives already. So, plenty of games trying to break apart the Sims 4 monopoly, which is something I'm excited to see.
Damn. The 2030 years? It's 99, so 30 years of
yeah,
30 years of hard, no, literally nothing that is in this one.
Nobody nobody decides to tango with The Sims, because The Sims exists in its own thing.
And when Maxis themselves try to tango with another genre, it failed.
It took this long. It took like, but it's a good thing to see lah. Even what we've seen of the next The Sims is a good step in the right direction. So again, competition is good for everyone. So so that we can stop complaining each time The Sims 4 releases a new expansion or whatever, and how many packs they have released. I just lost count, but it's more than 30. I stopped counting at 30. Yes, 30 packs.
30 packs?
And counting.
And counting?
They're not packs. Stopping. This year, they're still going to support The Sims 4 this year. They've just released a new expansion this year. But, oh, the by Sim, the way, yeah. the new expansion for The Sims 4 and Growing Together, excellent. It's a must get. It's a good one. Your Sims can get burnt out and have a midlife crisis, and that's the best thing they have added since years. They have added depression.
They finally added depression. Yes. I'm sorry. You need to pay $20 to add depression into your life.
The fact that I'm managing a family with too many kids and the parents are all depressed and now they want to woohoo in various dangerous places while still having to, you know, make sure the babies grow up well. That's a massive challenge, and I relish it. The bugs are terrible, though, but I think like this is already 1 week after release, it's subsided. The weird bugs have slowed down. So, yeah. More ways to play Dollhouse.
The German Dollhouse.
Oh, and you know that in The Sims, you can also have your children play Dollhouse. So you have a dollhouse in the dollhouse.
The meta commentary.
Yeah, and one of the babies in the family I control is very angry. She's a bit, you know, she's a bit mean, so she likes to like destroy the dollhouse, and it makes her twin very sad. So yeah, managing with the very volatile feelings of babies are like, where have this been in all my life? Oh yeah, they've been adding content that is not related to other stages of life before. Now they figure, yeah, people want to play with babies. Finally. What's next?
What's next? Oh yeah, this one. Okay, let's talk about the future. The future that is, I want to say, it's not bleak in the sense of Cyberpunk 2077 bleak. It's more of a 2013 movie Spike Lee Her type of bleak. Because Ubisoft has announced that they're going to use AI for writing their dialogue in the future. They're calling it Ghostwriter.
Yeah. Okay, a bit of clarification. They said that they will focus on the tedious kind of dialogue, like mob parks.
Yeah,
with the objective of the main writers can focus on what matters. Say Ubisoft.
Yeah, like people will come out like, oh no, they get to put writers other way. Like the leak you showed me again, the by Liz England. Like it's actually quite good read on it, because technically one of the things that I think like the problem that I had with Watchdog Legion, even though it is quite good, is that the dialogues gets very samey. Mm-hmm. Over time, you know, like you recruit everyone, so everybody has the same dialogue.
The incidental dialogue could have been, there should have been more of that, a lot more, because yeah, it's repeated very much. When this stuff repeats, it becomes stale immediately. Like the first time you heard, I used to be an adventurer like you, but then I took an arrow in the knee. That was funny, but then you heard like 10 times or no. Come on.
Every time you go, I took adventure.
So this AI tool is supposed to tackle that sort of thing, lah. Yeah. So again, please, pitchforks down, hold on. I know it's Ubisoft, but listen to them just for a bit.
I think that's a good idea. Like, you know, like, this is for normal, like, not even, like, important dialogue. It's more of the NPCs, can.
Yeah.
The crowd, the many, many crowds, let's say, Assassin's Creed, can, the dialogue crowd as you blend in. Like, oh no, somebody's getting murdered. That type of dialogue.
Yeah. I mean, if it makes things easier for the writers to, like, focus on what matters instead of, we need some mob dialogues. So, yeah, they waste their time. So having a tool, getting a quite intelligent tool also to help them, yeah, I concur with so. Just make sure you stick to your words.
Yeah.
And not replacing the writers with full AI. And you still need the human touch.
I think all the discussion of AI exploding right now on the timeline, yeah, because apparently AI is the hot topic of 2023, replacing, you know, the burning sensation that was NFTs and the metaverse. Yeah, those are burning too hot and people just don't care anymore. Now we're gonna talk about AI.
AI.
But the thing is, as long as AI is used as normally used before, as in a tool to facilitate people to do their jobs better, by all means. The issue people taking umbrage is AI making content. That's the problem, especially when you consider that the AI models that are used to create such content basically requires copious amount of data, and some of the data, yes, has to be crawled and might be even be gotten without consent.
Yeah,
so that's the big issue. Yeah.
Stolen.
basically stolen. Look, you want to feed your AI machine learning stuff, get it from locally sourced and with consent. You can't just like go into the internet and just troll all over. That's what people are worrying and rightfully so criticizing AI. But now people are conflating with AI in general now, because AI in general is not that bad. Some of them can be used, like in this particular instance, I think it's fine because even the writers want this tool. They want to use this.
They need to use this.
Yeah, because they are writing like what, thousands of dialogues at least per day, because video games are amazingly huge. Like, oh my goodness, have you not seen the script for Red Dead Redemption 2? I thought the blank script that was beyond two souls.
Oh my god, the blank. For the longest time, that I keep on linking that thing in our dockets. We've removed it like 2 years ago or whatever. But yeah, the idea of that big script is still funny.
It is as a copywriter myself, that even though I still write shit by hand, all of us do, we still write all the we still have to come up with words, all what, 1,000-ish every time. Tapi if it's implemented well enough, I think this tool, this ghostwriter tool, will make it better. Give or take.
A weird example again. If you ask a chef if they want to like make the dough manually by hand or using a stand machine, again. If they want to use the machine, let them be lah. Just automate the tedious stuff.
Yeah, they just put the right amount of ingredients and just press a button. Come out perfect. Maybe they still need some, let's say, hand kneading. But the hard part is done. Like, they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, this is how I see ghostwriter. It's not the AI becoming the one man cooking machine. No. It's just a stand-in mixer. And
yeah,
that's
it's
fine.
Stand mixer.
That's
you
fine.
You already have the words. You have the dough. Just jump into the stand mixer.
And still, the chef needs to make sure the dough is ratioed perfectly and whatever lah. Still, yeah, they have to make the prep work similar to how the ghostwriter needs to have a proper good writer to like oversee what the AI is doing. Mm-hmm. Before signing it all off, should the content is like, okay, AI, do this, and then you get all the list of results, yeah? And then you just, you don't just like, okay, cool. You probably have to like go and look over and see what the results are before like turning it in.
Because that's what AI is supposed to do. Automate the boring stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let humans live like on a higher quality, do better things rather than these tedious things. So yeah, that's what AI is supposed to do.
Yeah. It's not replacing, it's enhancing.
Enhancing our lives.
But tu lah, the
calculator to just calculate every single number. You just okay, automate. Can you just add all of this, please? So that I can do analysis. Yeah, that's a high level kind of work.
Oh yeah, all those like Excel sheet stuff, yeah, that you can formulate, yeah, and do stuff.
Yeah.
Those are the stuff that helps a lot, and yeah, Ghostwriter is also that kind of equivalent. It's an automation thing. Dude, the calculator is an automation thing.
calculation.
Yeah.
We as a human has always strived for tools that improve our quality of life. So AI is just a tool.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there's plenty of, let's say, care. Like, the AI is care now, but yeah, I mean, done correctly, it will enhance our life. We just need to control ourselves, not to do it, I don't know, excessively.
And so, dear listeners, if you feel that you are still angry again, don't be angered by Ubisoft or any of the writers that are gonna use these AI tools. Rather, channel that anger to the tech bros. The tech bros ruined the conversation of AI. Bros, yeah. This is all the tech bros' fault. They made AI look like this very cool thing that can replace the technology, but they are misusing the stuff for weird reasons. So, this is all the tech bros' fault. We wouldn't even have this conversation if it wasn't tech bros' undoing, which make people pensive with AI in general, which they shouldn't, but just be cautious. At least. So, yeah. For once, Ubisoft is not at fault. This is totally not their fault. They are just there to make... You want them to make good games, yeah? Let them use this tool. Maybe they make better than mediocre games after this. So just let them...
Let them cook.
let them cook. Back to the needy process, yeah? Let them cook. Oh yeah, shout out to Liz England, which is the person we mentioned before again. She worked with the AI in Watch Dogs Legion. She's not with Ubisoft now, but she did work in the they call it the remember the buzzword, which is something like open world but for humans or something like that.
Yeah.
The recruiting system lah. She was one of the person involved with that. So she worked in AI, so she knows.
Yeah, haha.
So, I think we can wrap it up.
I think I can wrap it up, yeah.
Unless you want to make a burger rather than a wrap.
Oh my god.
What's on the thumbnail?
Oh shit. Quite light, so I guess. Okay, let me see. The first Hololive character I see, that will be the representation for Vampire Survivor. I'm looking. Oh my god, it's Fubuki. Okay, lah.
with the Lamborghini, perfect.
Yeah, the Lamborghini. Yeah, see,
it works.
She comes in at the right point.
And a stand mixer.
Understand, Mixer.
Yeah.
That's it lah. And let her cook then. Put the chef set on there. Mm. Yeah, nothing too complicated. Just that.
Yep.
Okay, good, good. So, social links.
All right. This has been Daniel. You have been listening to me. You can follow me on Twitter. Still alive, still standing. At FL4KY, I will be reviewing Resident Evil 2 Remake. And as you heard at the start of the podcast, it's pretty good.
Oh, you mean Resident Evil 4?
Yeah, Resident Evil 4.
Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil 2 2.0.
Resident Evil 2 2.0.
Remake.
No, Devil May Cry. Yeah, Devil May Cry. I thought Onimusha. Depends on which timeline are we in.
Very different timelines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Anand?
Yeah, also you can also find me on Twitter, Dropnir, DR4UPNR. DR4UPNR. Nothing in the pipeline for now. Mac?
I have been Amirul Mekronos Ashraf. MECKRONOS. Find me there on Twitter. Yeah, speaking of Twitter, still surviving. The Sims 4 Growing Together expansion will have a review on GamerMasters.com, and I should mention there's a Simlish version of I Will Survive in there.
Oh, okay. Oh. But you have to buy it. We have to buy it now.
It's pretty good. I cannot remember the lyrics because, you know, Simlish, yeah. Weapon is I Will Survive. And having it playing in the recreational center where the elders are there, I Will Survive. Well, you have Sims that are counting days before they pass.
I will survive.
Exercising to I Will Survive. It's just like, oh my god, this is perfect, man. Perfect. That's on my pipeline for reviews. For now, maybe there are more as time pass. But for now, that's it. That's Dialogue Log, the Gamer Matters podcast, and...
Oh damn. Oh dang. We'll go for a burger.
What about Roti John do?
Roti John do.
Roti John Wick.
Roti John.
Oh, John Wick, that's even better.
Yo.
It's John Wick season.
They miss a trick. They should make a John Wick Roti John. They should.
Roti John with bullets inside.
Shaking my head, Malaysia.
Eat that, bitches.
My god.
Too bad, Roti John.
Man. Oh man. We're gonna ask the local Roti John makers to make a Roti John Week. Roti John Week to apa? Whatever lah. What do you think?
Or the local cinema should have made the promotion. Roti John Week season.
Yeah, and during Ramadan too, kan? Roti John is very much in season.